Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for joining us. We're calling today's podcast, Are You Engaged or Are You Passive? And I want to read from Jeremiah chapter 48. I'm just going to read a single verse in verse 10, a couple different translations. It says, "Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed be he that keeps back his sword from blood." Another translation says, a curse on anyone who is lazy or lax in doing the Lord's work, and a curse on anyone who keeps their sword from bloodshed. That sounds at first like an interesting thing. What do you mean I'm cursed if I keep my sword from bloodshed? I thought I'm not supposed to be killing people. But this is really a scripture talking about, obviously to soldiers, but talking about people who are engaged or people who aren't. You know, in any military, there were defectors, people who refused to engage their weapon. There've been stories written about people like that, but people who, I don't want to kill anybody, and then they're out there and they've got their weapon, but they refuse to shoot. So they're running with the troops, got a gun in hand, but they won't shoot anybody. And the Bible says a curse comes on somebody who refuses to engage in what he's enlisted to do. Well, what does this have to do with me now? I'm not in the military. Well, it's looking at what God has given you to do, and are you properly engaged in it? Another verse actually says in the NLT, it says, "Cursed are those who refuse to do the Lord's work, who hold back their swords from shedding blood." So when God gives you a talent, when God gives you a task, for us to then not engage, the Bible says there's a curse that comes on us for being passive, where God wants his people engaged. You know, everything with God comes down to an action, even salvation. It's by Jesus' action for us, and then we have to receive him, and then faith is an action. And there are proofs of our salvation. So when you get born again, God wants you engaged. God wants you not to sit by on the sidelines passive. God wants you to use your talents and what he's given you for the kingdom of God. That's when the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Well, seeking first the kingdom of God is obviously putting God's ways first. Seeking first his righteousness is to be in right standing with God. But it's seeking first that the kingdom of God may be established. And so there's people listening today, and maybe you have a fivefold ministry call, but maybe you're not in it. Maybe you're training for it. Maybe you don't know what God's called you to do, but whether you're in fivefold ministry, called to fivefold ministry, or don't know, God has something for you to do right now in preparation for what's ahead. You may not be in the fullness of what God has for you, but there's preparation and there's something to put your hand to now. You know, I think about the call that God gives us as believers. You know, he's made us ministers of reconciliation. So every believer is called to be a soul winner. Well, I thought soul winner was just, I was taught soul winning's just for the evangelist. Well, if it was, Jesus said, about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, he said, go and tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. And he said, in Acts 1:8, it said, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. Well, that wasn't just to people in the fivefold ministry. I mean, his mom was in that room. There were people not in the fivefold ministry. If the fivefold ministry calling was the only one meant to win souls, then they would have been the only one meant to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, because it was power to be a witness. So anyone who gets baptized in the Holy Ghost, and even before you get baptized in the Holy Ghost, but anyone who gets baptized in the Holy Ghost is called to be a minister of reconciliation. And so God puts that in front of you. You know, I believe I was listening to something the other day, and I truly believe this, that the reason people get hopeless and get suicidal, for many people, it's because they don't have a purpose in this world. And as a believer, there's some preaching, because there are many churches that aren't geared to train their people to go win the lost, and hey, you can have a part to play in someone's salvation, that you almost see salvation as like, I've just got to stay saved until Jesus comes back, and people don't engage in what God has for them. So their Christianity, the sum total of their Christianity is like, well, hopefully when I sin, I'll repent quick enough before the rapture happens or I can go to heaven. So their whole life is just about making heaven, which that should be your primary goal, is to make heaven. But you go beyond that. You get born again, and then you start engaging to not just make heaven yourself, but to bring other people with you, to advance, to see the kingdom of God move forward in advance. And so the scripture is saying there's a curse that comes on someone when you don't engage when you're called to be engaged. And so I want to ask you today, what is the talent that God has given you? What is the thing that God has put on your heart that needs to be developed? I'm going to give you a couple of reasons maybe why you or someone you know have been passive in the future. And it may be more than this, but I would say these would be the main ones. Number one, people get passive for fear of failure. If you're concerned that you're not a good enough singer, you're not a good enough artist, you're not a good enough whatever, you're not good enough with people, I can't serve in the youth group because I'm kind of awkward, oh, I can't do this because I'm this. What if I'm not good enough at it? What if there's other people, you know, there's other people that are better than me? If you're going to always look at the best singer in the room and compare yourself, if you're a singer, you're going to have an unenjoyable time in life, because there's always the Whitney Houston, right? There's always that person who, it doesn't matter if you're the best in your state, you know, there's always that person who's the best in the universe, right? And so if you're going to compare like that, And you know, if I did that, I wouldn't want to preach. There's the preachers that are better than me. If I listened to other preachers and said, man, why do I even try? I've had those thoughts come. But you do it because God's called you to do it, and He's graced you to do it, and it's an ability that He's given you, and He wants it used to the glory of God. He wants it used for the kingdom of God. So for some people, it's the fear of failure. What if I'm not good at it? Well, you're not good at it because you haven't done it. So do it more until you... That's like, I'm not going to go play basketball because I don't know if I'm going to be good at it. Well, you're not going to be good at it when you start. So start and get better at it and keep going. Number two, people get passive for fear of man. When people get nervous what other people will think. Well, what if someone rejects me? What if someone thinks? And there's some people that they'll say this, well, I don't want to draw attention to myself. That's not my personality. That's just as much as a cop-out as anything else. Well, I don't want to draw attention to myself. Oh, you know, what if someone doesn't like... the truth is, when you can keep a mindset that you're going to answer to God for your life at the end of your life, and you're going to do that alone, it'll help you push past some of those fear, the fear of man, that when you stand before God, there's going to be no one else that you can point to there. There's going to be no one and say, well, I had this group of friends, and you know, if I would have tried out for this, or if I would have gone to help, you know, at the youth group and serve, or if I would have, you know, wanted to go soul winning, they would have thought, whatever it is. And it may not just be those things, but what is it? What is the thing that God has for you to engage in His kingdom right now that you've left undone? Many people don't engage. They stay passive because of the fear of man. The next one, many people don't engage. They stay passive when they get hurt or when they're offended. And this is really a tricky one, because there's some people that have been at a church or been in a group, and then they get offended. Someone expresses their dislike, or maybe they started to do it, but then someone corrected them, or there was something where they got offended, and then now they just say, no, I just keep to myself, I just do my own thing. That's a dangerous place to be. That's where people stay in a spirit of hurt, and so you have to come out of that. It's like when you fall off the bicycle, if you're mountain biking and you fall off the bicycle, if you just get off the bicycle and never go and end for the day, you probably won't try again. But if you get right back on. And so there's some people that have been offended, and then now they refuse to use the talent God has given them. Well, you know, I tried to volunteer at this church and they just abused me and they overused me. Well, and I'm not just talking about church volunteering, but that would probably be the lowest hanging fruit, right? You belong to a local church. God wants you to plug in and use your gifts for His glory. Well, you know, I used to get involved at the churches I go to, but, you know, I just got too burnt out, and so now I don't anymore. You're saying you have a talent that God could use, but it's just not okay. It's just because of what's happened in the past, other people's wrong way of doing things, that you're not going to use it for His glory anymore. So that's what I want to ask before you. Are you engaged or are you passive? Has something happened that has caused you to sit back on the talent that God has given you and caused you not to use it? There's a parable in the book of Matthew, and it's in a couple different chapters, a couple different books, but Matthew 25, verse 14, and it tells about the kingdom of heaven is like a man who traveled to a far country. He called his servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each one according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. And then when he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you have delivered me 5 talents. Look, I've gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I'll make you the ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. He also who had received talents came and said, Lord, you who delivered me 2 talents, look, I have gained 2 more besides them. The Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you rule over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I know you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, gathering where you have not scattered. And I was afraid, went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, that at my coming I could have received back my own with interest. Therefore take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given him, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So when you commit yourself that you're going to honor the Lord, serve the Lord with what he's given you, there's a multiplication that happens. There's a faithfulness that comes. And then God increases that talent. It's the same with ministering. It's the same in preaching. It's the same in serving. It's you start where you are and God promotes you from there. There's promotion that comes. But you can't get promoted by saying that's beneath me. And so there's some that do it because of pride. They don't engage because of pride. They don't engage because they think the opportunity is beneath them. But I want to tell you, we should stay engaged for the kingdom of God. What is the grace that God has given you, and how are you putting it to work? Oh, Lord, I'd love to, you know, feed 1,000 children one day and have an orphanage. Well, what about 2 children? How about you find 2 children that has a single mom and you know they struggle and just bring them meals every day on the weekdays or whatever? The people have big vision, but you can start where you are. I remember there was a time, and I'll end with this, there was a time where I was like, I felt in my heart to like, if I got $1 million just to be able to sow, what would I do with it? I started writing down, I'd give this much, I'd give the tithe here to the River Church, and then this much extra to the River Church, and this much to this minister and this ministry. And I was writing it down. And then I felt the Lord check me, and I was like, man, that'd be great. I can't wait till I have that million to spend. And then the Lord said, well, you do have 10,000 sitting in savings. And I was like, but oh, Lord, like I felt tricked, Lord. But that's how it is. And I'm not just talking about your savings account, but there's something that God has given you. And if you just decide, I'm going to engage what I have and let the Lord increase it, I'm going to use my talent for what God has given me. I'm going to be faithful where I'm at. I'm going to serve with a good attitude. I'm going to plug in with a good attitude, and I'm going to win souls where I'm at. I may dream of a day that I'm in front of crowds and in front of stadiums, but Lord, I'm going to still win the one-on-one soul right now, and I'm going to say, Lord, keep getting me ready, but I'm going to engage now for what you have for me. And that's the podcast for today. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please share it. I know it's good to be back with you guys again, but I want to ask you, are you engaged or are you passive? And please be willing to make the adjustments as the Lord speaks to your heart. I love you. God bless you. We'll see you on the next podcast.